Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Germanna Community College in this morning, and it has been a long time since we have been able to say that, and it has been a long time since I have laid eyes on Dr. Janet Gullickson, the president at Germanna. Dr. Gullickson, it is so good to see you again.
It's great to see you, Ted. I just have missed you, and I've missed seeing you at events and all of the good coverage that you give to what's going on in the region. I'm sure you were stifled there for a minute, but I'm glad you're back in full.
I am. If you could move that mic just a little closer to you, we'll be able to hear you even better. I can hear you fine, but that will be just
okay.
That's perfect. That is just perfect. This has been some kind of, for everybody, for all of us, like you say. I mean, this show changed dramatically when everything for months was just by phone. And for you all, you made the decision pretty quick, and you were one of those, you made the decision quick and were firm about it, and it turns out you were right on.
Well, I think the scene that we were in was the kind of scene that required us to act quickly and to really do what we needed to do for our students and staff. Fortunately, Germanna has had a great deal of experience of pivoting quickly, as we did during the earthquake a decade ago. Is that right? My goodness. And so it wasn't as hard to the body shock as you might think. However, it was very difficult for employees and students to make that switch. And they managed to do it brilliantly. And I think that that's just a testament to what human beings can do if they're committed to the mission of education.
So. Boy, as someone who's the president, and you have, and maybe just these people and others, you have such a great staff around you and educators. But this was an area where none of us had any kind of experience.
I think if I could just, in retrospect, comment on that, that was the hardest part. We were literally making it up as we went along. Do we send our nursing students to facilities for their clinicals? Do we put everyone remotely, or do we keep some people on the ground? How do we handle COVID exposures? What do we say? What don't we say? Many of these decisions were really in the hands of the local institutions, and you see it yet today in terms of the school divisions. We at Germanna now require masking for everyone, and because of an executive decision by our governor, we are requiring all employees to either be vaccinated or to submit to weekly testing, and we believe that is the best way to keep our students and employees safe, and we're working through how we do that now, too. But the good news is, Ted, that when you peel it all back, we still are educators, and educators know what to do in their hearts and in their souls. And I think what we've seen at Germanna is a lot of heart and soul work in the last 18 months.
Boy, it has, and I've been just so impressed by just how you and Germanna have been decisive about all of this, but also how you just have worked with everybody to make sure. I mean, it's always been your goal to get students educated and out into the world. And we're going to talk about this morning. You have really found some innovative ways to do that.
Well, our team at Germanna has really thought about everything, I believe, from a student point of view, not what's easiest for them, not what we used to do. What you're seeing now at Germanna is true disruptive education in the space of higher education, and you'll see that that's working because our enrollment continues to grow in spite of many colleges in the country. I would say the majority of the colleges in the country did not have that experience during COVID, and I would attribute that growth really to the innovations that Germanna is doing, such as College Everywhere.
And that's what we're going to get into this morning in just a second. College everywhere. But one last thing with you, and then we're going to take a break and bring other people involved in this conversation. It just seems that so many of the programs that you've been able to, the college everywhere, a lot of the things that we're going to talk about this morning, these have been things that have been in the either you've been doing for years or really have refined. And in retrospect, you look back in a lot of things that we just talked about that you were doing that seemed so innovative, they were cutting edge, they really have helped you.
Absolutely, they have. Because we, for example, have been planning College Everywhere to launch later. And when we switched to all remote education, we decided we were going to launch it earlier just so we could have that available to our students. College Everywhere is a completely remote program. There are some other things we did in terms of stripping out a lot of the prerequisites to courses so that students don't have to take 3 courses before they get into the real course.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken a lot of those out of the experience for the student, which has really increased not just our enrollment, but our graduation rate as well.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you back. It's
Thanks,
great to say we have a program today with Germana Community College and actually have Germana people in studio doing this. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Tina Lantz, Dr. Shoshana Gray, and Dr. Eric Vanover, also here from Germana. We'll talk to them and get into College Everywhere when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College, our focus this morning. Dr. Janet Gullickson here along with Dr. Shoshana Gray, Tina Lantz, and Dr. Eric Vanover here. Dr. Gullickson just mentioned a few minutes ago, talked about College Everywhere, and that's kind of a term that you hear a lot. Why don't you describe what that is and get us going here, because that really is what Germana did during the pandemic, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Ted. We looked at the position of our nation, the position of our students, and one thing people may not realize is that research shows that it was taking the average community college student about 7.5 years to graduate, because our students are working parents, they are adults that are getting retrained, they have barriers to education. Mm-hmm. And so when we were challenged by the chancellor of the community college system to increase our graduation rates, one of the things that I said to the team instantly is, what are we going to do differently? If we've been doing, and I was using my air quotes, but you can't see because I'm on the radio. If we've been doing education like this for years, we have to do something differently in order to help students progress. And full-time students take anywhere between 12 and 18 credits a semester, but they're taking 12 to 18 credits simultaneously. And so those students are having to then compartmentalize English, math, biology, computer science, and history, along with their children, their aging parents, their jobs. So the focus of College Everywhere is that a student can take degree programs, and at the time we started, we had the pre-BSN for nursing, we had the general studies degree, we had the cybersecurity degree, and a business degree. You could take those degrees, but take 2 classes at a time and only give your focus to those 2 classes. So within College Everywhere, students are taking, we'd like for them to take 2 classes at a time, but in a 5-week period. So for those 5 weeks, your focus is just on those 2 classes.
Okay.
And then you move to your next 2 classes. We talked to our faculty, and we attracted faculty that were really highly engaged in online learning and that understood the challenges. Because a student, again, taking those 2 classes and working a full-time job or taking care of aging parents may not always be able to turn that assignment in on Sunday at 11:59, but we have a structure that's put in place to ensure that if a student doesn't turn that assignment in, mm-hmm. that someone's contacting that student and saying, what's going on? What do you need? Let us help you through the challenges. And that challenge could be anywhere from my car broke down and I can't get to my job, my lights are gonna be turned off, or to I just needed, you know, an extra hour. But let's remove those barriers to education and really allow students to focus on two classes at a time and progress. And Ted, they'll do it in 1 year.
Wow, now that's a big deal.
It is a very big deal. So we know it's not for the faint of heart. We thought that these would all be more mature students.
Yeah.
So students that are trying to retrain themselves. They've been in the workplace. But Ted, we've had everything from high school students to students my age to students my children's age interested in this program. And so we know that this cohort-based model is really going to create lifelong learners, but lifetime friends. And they rely on each other. They take the classes. They may not always reach out to the faculty member because they're in a cohort. So it's a small group of students. They mm-hmm. know each other. They say, hey, can you help me with this? Can we talk about this problem? Can we study together? And we had our first graduating class finished earlier this month. And we've actually had some of those students come back to share with us that they want to continue at a four-year institution, but they're still going to come back to Germana because of the experience and take additional classes with us.
Wow. Tina Lance here on the business faculty. And Tina, you were described to me as the one of the key people in launching this. Talk about the launching of it, because it is different.
Absolutely. It's very different. And when Dr. Gullickson and Dr. Gray and the discussions Dr. Vanover started over a year ago about, you know, how do we provide this 100% flexible online opportunity for our students, first you kind of step back and say, whoa, an associate degree in 1 year?
In 1 year, right.
But when you start really thinking about it, by scheduling the classes to where the students take them exactly the same format, mm-hmm. 5 weeks, two in a 5 week period, it works. And one of the concerns we had initially was, will this impact their grades? Will the grades suffer because it is such a condensed course?
Yeah, now that you've done it and you've been able to see
that. We got it. So from a data standpoint, what we found out was that actually the percentage of A, B's, and C's are higher than our traditional students. So from a grade perspective, we're like, yes, this is good. And them being focused, two classes, focused on math, focused on history, they get it done. When you think about a 15-week course where you have the ebbs and flow. Right now, we're at the beginning of the school year. Everyone's excited. You go to class. We're very focused.
Right.
Yeah, another month or two, it kind of wanes.
Right.
And then close to the end, they surge back up. You don't see that. The 5 weeks is a very condensed, stay focused, very, very fast moving. So from a data set standpoint, that was a very good thing. Retention is another thing that when we looked at retention from fall to spring, how do you keep these students from fall to spring and then continue on? And what we found also with that is the numbers are showing in the data that we're retaining them at a higher rate than our traditional students. So when you're thinking about, you know, how do we help individuals in our community get their educational goals met and then continue on with life? We believe that College Everywhere is one of those that can really impact our community in a big way.
A really big way. I mean, this seems like it has the possibilities of really changing education in a way.
And when we say our community, it's not just Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, Culpeper,
Stafford.
King George, Stafford, Caroline. It's everywhere. So with it being 100% flexible online, what's to say someone who starts here 3 months later has a family life move?
Right.
And they move to California, Texas, even out of the country, as long as they have the ability to get to the internet and access the material, they have the ability to complete that degree, graduate with us. So we're thinking about, you know, as you, Dr. Gullickson mentioned, rethinking everything in like a digital transformation. What does it look like for virtual graduations?
Right.
We've been physical, but as this continues to grow, how do we really become that virtual global college?
what about this? What if I live in Nebraska and I say I'd like to go to the University of Nebraska someday, but you know what? This community college in Virginia, I can get my associate's degree in a year and then I can go to the University
Absolutely.
Of Nebraska.
That's what we want to be. We want to be able to reach you. Working with our marketing team, that's what they're doing, is trying to put together not only through our website but other promotional materials that give you that information. Because really now we're at the place where the program has been built.
Yeah.
We've piloted it through, and now we're ready to share it. And
now
that's
you just
where we're
tweak
at.
It.
Absolutely. Continue to learn. Continue to tweak.
Dr. Eric Vanover is the new Dean of Arts and Sciences, and you're referred to here as the father of college everywhere. Dr. Gray's the mother of college everywhere. So I've got the mother and the father of college everywhere. As the father of, when this was first, you know, pitched to you, or maybe you were the pitcher on this, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was a great idea. I was not a part of the team yet when the idea was conceptualized, but when I got into this role as associate dean and interim dean of arts and sciences, they brought me into what we were prepared to do and let me know that we were going to kick it off about 6 months earlier than we anticipated. So that was kind of my first interaction with college everywhere. I also am a history professor, so I've taught the 5-week courses for a long time and experienced the type of student who generally takes those courses and what this really provides them. I think what we learned just dealing with online college and online students before college everywhere is that students really want quality accelerated courses. They want to be able to take courses they know are high quality and are going to transfer and get them where they want to be. And they want to be able to do that in a very efficient way. And college everywhere, those are the first two things that popped into my mind, is that this is going to be great for students because we're going to be able to guarantee quality and we're going to be able to guarantee efficiency and get students where they want to be faster.
When I was in college, I took some of these classes, and in my case, it was a month long, and it does take some adjustment to get it's you're not used to the way college usually works of having Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday and Thursday classes. This, it's so condensed, and you do have to keep up. But once you figure it out, there are a lot of advantages.
Right, and I think our faculty go you know, above and beyond to really allow students some time to experience what the 5-week is like in that early week. I know it's a 5-week course, but these are still students who need to get used to a course in a way that other students in a 15-week section may have 2 or 3 weeks to do. They've got 24 hours in some cases before one of our counselors and advisors reach out to them to make sure everything's okay if they miss an assignment or aren't engaging in Canvas and those types of things. But for the most part, I mean, we've talked, and I can't say enough about the wonderful faculty and leads like Tina and Dr. Gray who are involved in this program, but I think we can't ignore just how great our students are, right? They came to this program knowing up front, we're very, very honest about the intensity of this program and have demonstrated a great deal of success and a great deal of commitment to following through. So while we hit the ground running, so to speak, on this program, so did our students. So they really rose to the challenge just as much as we did in trying to offer a program like this.
Dr. Gray, Dr. Vanover mentioned the intensity. And there's intensity for both, I would guess the faculty and the students.
Yes, Ted, you'd have no idea. If you've never taught a 5-week class, just the amount of grading, interaction, time that you have to designate for the students think it's tough for them. They're like, oh, there's a quiz and an exam every week. But from the faculty standpoint, there's also that high level of engagement because we want the assignments graded in a very quick turnaround time period so students are able to get that feedback so they know where they stand in the class and where they may need to put more emphasis for the next exam or the next quiz or the next laboratory exercise. So for both parties, for the faculty and for the student, there is a high level of engagement, and that's why we actually went out to faculty that wanted this level of engagement, because that 5-week period can be exhausting from the faculty perspective but also from the student. Our students have shown the resiliency to continue. And Ted, I'll just share with you, we had about 20 students that completed the 1-year program from the onset. But we have about 500 other students that are engaging in College Everywhere courses. So they're not a part of the program, but they're taking those one or two courses along the way that helps them get to their educational goal completion faster. So we want everyone to know that this program is not just for the people that are committing to the 1 year. We'd like for you to commit to the 1 year, but we know that that may not be where you are right now in your life. But if you just want to experience one or two classes, we'll let you come in and have that experience, and then you can make that decision for yourself.
Okay. And I guess if people want more information on this, just go to
germana.edu. They can email tlance@germana.edu or evanover@germana.edu or sgray, that's gray with an A, at germana.edu.
Boy, Dr. Vanover, this is this really is groundbreaking what you've been able to do, and to do it during the pandemic. Just the timing of all this and to really throw it together, like you say, you know, not throwing it together, but just accelerating what you were already looking at.
Well, I think it's a testament to Germana and the people that work there. Maybe we didn't throw it together, but I will say the one thing that Germana is not afraid to do is to take on a challenge. Right? If we find a way or recognize a way that we can serve our students, do it better, hopefully, than anyone else, we take that challenge very seriously. The best part is we're also not afraid to adjust. When, you know, we could plan this program out, you know, with a nice diagram, so to speak, when we started, but then you get students in a classroom, and then you find out where the real work is and exactly what you need to do to improve. And again, that speaks to, you know, the range and flexibility of our faculty to make things work, to kind of troubleshoot as you go, but it also speaks to the dedication and resiliency of our students, because they stuck through it when we ran into challenges and things like that.
Dr. Gullickson, before we take a break, you've got to be so proud of all of these people and just your whole team there to do this in this time.
Ted, it's absolutely amazing. Germana has the best culture I've ever experienced in all my higher ed years, and I'm the time I've been in higher ed is more than Dr. Vanover has been alive. So I think I stand from a place of authority on that one. But you know what's interesting to me is that people just want to do the right thing. That, as Eric said, our students want to do the right thing, our faculty do, our staff do. And so I'll give you some examples. So students may have been struggling, and so we embedded tutors right in the class. We, I think Dr. Lance, or Ms. Lance will tell you about some of the innovations we put inside that experience. We put our librarians in the class, so to speak. And the reason I say in the class is that it is all online, and students need to be able to access these resources easily. And we can explain a little bit more about how we do that, but I am tremendously proud, and I will tell you that what we are learning is that this is one of the new models in higher education, and to be frank, it's just exciting to be on the cutting edge of it.
I will say it's exciting to have you all here, and it's exciting to have Germana Community College in this community. Dr. Janet Gullickson here, Tina Lance, Dr. Shauna Gray, and Dr. Eric Vanover here from Germana. Quick break. We will continue this conversation on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
It is Germana Community College and the College Everywhere concept this morning. More than a concept, it's what's going on. College President Dr. Janet Gullickson here, along with Tina Lance, Dr. Shauna Gray, and Dr. Eric Vanover. So Dr. Vanover, as you work with this and get it out, just ensuring that it's doing what it's supposed to do and the quality, how's that kind of thing tracked?
Yeah, I think from initial conversations, we knew that we had to make sure, I mean, we know we have quality classes at Germana, but we also wanted to be able to kind of publicly stamp that, right? So we invested heavily in something called Quality Matters, which is basically the industry standard, if you will, in ensuring quality. of online courses. And we've dedicated a significant amount of time and resources to pushing through almost every single course that we have in that in the programs that we offer in college everywhere. So as of this fall beginning, we had 43 courses that were Quality Matters certified. That's first in the Virginia Community College system and third internationally among community colleges. So we, again, our faculty, led by Tina, spent a great amount of time building these courses. We call the faculty the master course keepers because they get to design them, but they're also built in a way that, and luckily for us, we planned for that. It grew so fast that we didn't have the original faculty to cover courses, so we had to pass those master courses off to other faculty who then kind of had a wonderful certified quality place to start, and then, you know, a little bit of adjustments to kind of make it their own, but we could guarantee that every student who experienced, you know, a United States History 1 course had that same quality and same kind of experience across the program.
Tina, I can tell just by talking to you, Tina Lance from Germana here this morning. I mean, this, just as much as everyone is here talking about it, and you just smile a lot, this is a pretty cool thing.
It's a very cool thing. And while Dr. Gray mentioned we have general studies pre-BSN, business administration, and IT cybersecurity degrees already, we're rolling in, starting this semester, business management. We're also rolling in the advanced accounting certificate and the liberal arts program. So those degree programs are rolling into this academic year. We're preparing and working to bring in our education degree program and also the administration of justice program. So yes, it's very exciting to think that someone anywhere would be able to take 100% online classes, which, when you think about it, what is an online class?
What is an online class?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about
that. Let's talk about what is an online class. An online class is really where you get the opportunity to experience the material, the interaction, the student-to-student interaction, the faculty-to-student interaction, in a very similar way as you do physically on-site on campus. We have a learning management system. We use Canvas that actually holds that material. And when you think about the fact online, you know, some people may think, well, I just have to go to the computer and I'm alone. No, not necessarily. Because with technology, and most of us now have interacted with technology over the last 18 months, is you have Zoom opportunities, you have video opportunities to video and post. Students are actually utilizing that technology too. So for instance, I'll give you an example. If someone needs to do an oral presentation, you think of an oral presentation, you have to get up in front of the class and actually present.
Right.
Well, they do an oral presentation. They create their PowerPoint. They go to Studio, which is the tool that we use. They actually record themselves on camera, bottom right-hand corner, with their PowerPoint, post it up, and then they share it with the class, and then the class interacts back and forth using that web tool also. So there's interaction that happens. You can do synchronous or asynchronous, which basically means it's live or independent. And with that type of environment also, you have the ability for the entire class to get together and discuss a topic. So it really is, how have we been able to take a traditional classroom and put it in an online environment, yet still provide the opportunities for the interaction and the learning to happen in a very similar way?
I'm just thinking, just even a few years ago, us having this conversation, this would have been like, well, we're working on it, you know, maybe someday.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Here we are, we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah. We get things done.
I'll say, Dr. Gray, you're the Vice President of Academic Affairs and Workforce Development. And I just think of all the things that the different shows over the years that we've done on workforce development and how that's been groundbreaking. This is right. This is just, this fits in with so many things that Germana has been doing. It's a perfect fit.
You're absolutely right, Ted. As you recall, Germana is the largest offer of asphalt courses in the state. And we also have a very impactful commercial driver's license program as well. And during the pandemic, our students would literally drive to our Fred Cat Center in Central Park, call into the building to say they were present. Someone would come out to the car and offer them their exams so that we would continue that interaction.
Really?
Yes. So Germana really has said, what do we need to do to help this student be successful? You need to take an exam. We're going to figure out how we're going to offer this exam. You need to take a degree program in 1 year. We're going to figure this out. But we would be remiss this morning if we just didn't say that our president is a very innovative thought leader, and she has these visions of how Germana can be number one, not only in this region, but in the state and globally. But she gives us the freedom and the flexibility to go out there and try things. And as Dr. Vanover shared, you know, sometimes we have to regroup after some of our efforts, but we're willing to do that. Whatever barriers to education students have experienced during the pandemic, Germana has been there trying to say, you need a computer, we'll provide that. You need Wi-Fi, we've equipped all of our parking lots with Wi-Fi access, but we've also provided MiFis to our students if they have transportation issues and can't get to our parking lots. We embedded advisors in all of these College Everywhere programs, and these advisors are these academic motivators to keep a student on track. So the faculty doesn't have to focus on that. There's someone there to provide that additional support. Hmm. As Dr. Gullickson mentioned, the librarians are there, tutors are there. Anything that we thought of that could pose a challenge, we wanted to remove that so the students could really focus on education and being successful. But we're really opening to listening. So if students have other challenges that we haven't thought of, because a lot of times our perception is how we engage people, we're willing to hear those challenges brought to us from the students. And if it takes us looking at, because we really thought we could do math in 5 weeks. We thought like, oh, why can't you do math in 5 weeks? You can do everything else in 5 weeks. Right. Why can't you do math right. in 5 weeks?
All courses are created equal.
Exactly. I'm a biologist. You can do that in 5 weeks.
Tina's saying no.
No.
But so we really looked at our program and we gave the math courses 7 weeks because we know that students might need a little more time. Yeah. Because math is that one course that a lot of people say they have some challenges with. So we said that the math course is running in the background, but we really want to really put our students in a position that when they graduate, they can go to UVA or Virginia Tech or Old Dominion or University of Nebraska. And we really have spent time looking at some of those creative partnerships. And you need to have us back in about 6 weeks. We're going to have a big announcement. Don't want to give it away today.
Okay, well, then let's do that.
Big announcement.
I know people. They'll do this. Is there a typical student?
So, Ted, we thought our typical student would be the working adult, you know, goes to work, puts their children to bed, and then spends their time at the computer. But there's not a typical student. The demographics in College Everywhere are so uniquely different from our normal, from our other students that we wanted. I'm glad you asked that question so we'd have an opportunity to talk about it. In our general population, 17% of our students are African American, but in College Everywhere, it's 23%. So we've really seen that there's a demographic of student that really thinks this is a better road to success for them. Also, our typical demographic for gender is about 72% of our students are female and about 28% are male. But in College Everywhere, 55% of our students are male. And that is an amazing phenomenon. So we have seen a particular male African-American student that really thinks this is the best way to get from here to there. And ultimately, that's what we want to help our students get to their academic goals. Not ours. We're not going to prescribe that, but what their academic goals are.
You know what's exciting about this is we're having this conversation, and so often, in the past, a couple of years, most conversations we would have about Germana, it would be based around here. But this is the kind of thing that somebody here can know that they've got a grandchild in another state, in Arkansas, or in, you know, you name it, you know, wherever, and they can still do this kind of thing. This is something that just opens up Germana to be a national community college.
It does, Ted. This is Jan, and actually thinking beyond just the United States, we really are seeing this as a possibility to bring educational equity across the globe. And by the way, one more plug. You can start this in just a few weeks because we do start every 5 weeks or more or less. So
good point.
If you're interested, go to our website. We'll take care of you.
Germana.edu. We'll get you involved in that. We're going to take a break. I do need to mention, though, that not only do we have the mother of College Everywhere, that's Dr. Gray, the father of College Everywhere is Dr. Vanover. Dr. Gullickson is the innovative thought leader. That's what Dr. Gray referred to you as. And Tina has been referred to me as the key person in all of this. So I have, the brain power in this room at the moment. Germana Community College, our focus, College Everywhere. We're going to wrap up with that and talk real quick about Germana Conversations because that is coming up too. We will do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVN.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College, our focus this morning. Dr. Gullickson here along with Tina Lance, Dr. Eric Vanover, and Dr. Shoshana Gray here from Germana Community College. So, Dr. Gray, as we start to wrap up here, we have talked about College Everywhere being the online, but there are classes online, or there are classes in person going on at Germana too.
Yes, Ted, we still have our traditional on-ground classes, and we will have some classes beginning on September 14th. So right after Labor Day, you still have time. You can make a virtual appointment, or you can come to any of our locations and speak with an advisor. There's still time for you to achieve your educational goals. And we know that there are students that really prefer the on-ground, in-person, high-touch courses, so we're
sure
always continue to offer those. But we understand that those online courses are better for some people that, are taking care of their own kids, their aging parents, working full-time jobs. So we'll continue to have that mix to serve the needs of our community locally and globally.
Well, boy, as we've talked this morning, Dr. Gullickson, the College Everywhere is really something. It's really something you ought to look at, and it really is open, like you say, worldwide to anyone.
Absolutely. One other thing, just to remind people, is Germana starts classes frequently throughout the semester. So simply because you didn't get in time for this semester start in August, a couple of weeks ago, there's still time to start this semester. And the other thing I want to say is there's never been a better time financially to go to college. There are tremendous opportunities financially for students to help with tuition, but also with other expenses they might have. So if you thought, I can't afford to go to college, I don't have time to go to college, those excuses won't wash anymore at Germana. So you're welcome. Start here.
Before we get out of here, something called the Germana Conversations series is about to start. Dr. Vanover, this is an opportunity to get involved with just really a lot of key topics right now, and engage and hear some good thought, and be involved with the community.
Yeah, so community obviously is extraordinarily important to us, and we want to make sure that the programming that we offer our students is great, but we also want to make sure that the program we offer that our community is invited to attend is great and meaningful and really focused on issues that are very current and very important to us. So moving forward for the fall, we have several. The next one coming up is August 31st at 6 p.m. It's an Asian American community panel discussion. We have another one on September 9th that's going to be our Remembering 9/11 20 Years Later programming, and a host of others that are going to be going on throughout the fall, and another set of programming in the spring. So,
and so these are programs. Are they all in-person programs?
No. Many of them have a kind of a Zoom feature, right? So you can attend online. I think our 9/11 one will have an in-person feature on campus at the Fredericksburg campus. So again, for the fall, we're focusing mainly on kind of virtual offerings, but we're definitely bringing things back to the campus.
And registration is required, but we hope you join us. We're having also George Floyd's brother, Polonis Floyd. We're having James Clapper come to talk to us about security. We are having the author of Hidden Figures. We are having a variety of people come to our campus. Everyone is invited. Registration is required. Just, again, go to our website.
Okay. Germana.edu for all of that. As we wrap up, and especially the whole college everywhere, Dr. Gray, this is an exciting time to be at Germana. And I think this whole conversation today, to me, points out that you can look at the pandemic and become worried and scared and not know what to do, but you all have taken all of that into account, but have really moved forward and really given people options to be able to move ahead during these times. And that, I think, is really sort of the underlying thing of what we're looking at here.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. We sat back and we said, what lessons have we learned from the pandemic? And we all know that we tell people you should take a break or you need to take care of yourself. Your self-care is very important, but we all know that if you just sat during the pandemic, you could have also become depressed because of the conditions mm-hmm. of the state and the nation, not being able to go out, not being able to find toilet paper. But during those times, we know that there are people out there that said, I need to do something more for my life. I want to go back to school. I thought about this prior to the pandemic, and now this is a great option. So college everywhere may or may not be for that student, but we have workforce programs, we have traditional on-ground programs. If there's a need in your life, we'll try to satisfy that. If you don't know what that need is, come in and talk to us. We'll talk you through it, and we'll try to get you to try out some things to figure out where you want to be. Germana and College Everywhere is very exciting for us because we're able to find students that are serving in the armed forces, that are taking advantage of this opportunity, this educational opportunity. But law enforcement options, if you want to move up and you need some classes, we'll offer those as well. Community is our middle name, as people like to say all the time, Germana Community College. So we are serving the community. So if there's an area where we can serve you better, please let us know. We're willing to do that.
Tina, this is something I would think that in these times, and to put something this together, it's got to be just really fulfilling to be able to see this become reality.
Yeah, it is. It is, Ted. But what I'll have to say is, it truly is a cross-functional team that put it together. So across our organization, people in different functional groups stepped up and really made it happen. So that's exciting, because many times in an organization or a business, it's difficult to get something this massive on the ground running.
And you've done it. Germana.edu. Germana Community College, College Everywhere. Check it out. Thank you all. Thank you for what you're doing in the community, and look forward to your big announcement in a few weeks. We'll get you back. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.